From Spark and Anvil and Research Quest, this is Crosscut, in Chapter 1 of the Research Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the Research Quest Club, where every kid who investigated counted as a real researcher, Crosscut was a sharp-eyed, calm kid who had one unbreakable habit. She never believed a surprising claim from just one place. She always crossed over to another source and another to see if they agreed. When someone came running with an astonishing fact, it says here that octopuses have 9 brains. Crosscut didn't say wow, and she didn't say no way. She said, let's cross-check. She'd leave that one page and look at 2 or 3 other unrelated sources. If they all agreed, the claim held. If only the first page said it, she'd raise a careful eyebrow. You didn't just believe it or call it fake. You went and checked it against other places, a young researcher said. That's the whole move, Crosscut said, drawing 2 crossing lines in the air. I'm Crosscut. I keep the cross-checking. Don't trust one, cross to another. She tapped the crossing point. When you find a claim, you don't decide it's true by staring at one page. You leave it and check independent sources. Several unrelated places agree, it holds. Only the one page says it, be careful. Scholar, the club's war mentor, said, show them why one page is never enough. Crosscut demonstrated. She found a wild claim on a single page and stayed on it, reading it over and over. Staring harder at one page doesn't make it truer, she said. The page can't check itself. Then she crossed to a museum source, a science source, an encyclopedia. 2 agreed, 1 said something different. Now I know more than the page could ever tell me alone. The truth shows up in the crossing, not the staring. A young researcher thought hard. But what if it feels rude to not just believe someone? It's not rude, it's fair to the truth, Crosscut said gently. Crossing to check isn't calling someone a liar. It's how you make sure that when you finally repeat something, it's worth repeating. You owe that to the next person who hears it from you. Scholar asked Crosscut to teach the club before their projects. Vet can judge whether a source is trustworthy, Scholar said. But the kids still believe single surprising claims without checking elsewhere. Will you teach them to cross? Crosscut was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one goal. When a claim surprises you, don't decide on the spot. Leave the page. Find 2 or 3 independent sources, ones that didn't copy each other. If they agree, you can trust it. If they don't, dig deeper or hold off. One page is a rumor. 3 independent agreements is a finding. Synth, who was great at weaving sources together, but sometimes wove in a shaky claim, tried it. She found a striking statistic, and instead of using it right away, crossed to check. 2 trusted sources didn't have it. 1 did, and it was old. I almost built my whole synthesis on a claim that didn't hold, Synth said, shaken and grateful. Crossing first saved the whole thing. Now everything I weave in has been checked. After the session, Crosscut sat tracing little crossing lines on the table with her finger, the way she did when her mind was working. For a long time, Crosscut had hidden a lonely worry. The others built things. Wonder built questions. Synth built syntheses. Tether built citations. All Crosscut did was doubt and check and cross. She'd wondered if she was just the suspicious one, the kid who slowed everyone down and trusted nothing. But sitting there, drawing her quiet crossing lines, remembering Synth's shaken relief at not building on a claim that crumbled, Crosscut felt the loneliness ease into a steady, warm certainty. She wasn't the suspicious one. She was the one who made everyone else's work safe to trust, because a finding that survived the crossing was a finding you could stand on. Doubt wasn't her flaw. Careful, fair doubt was her gift, the thing that kept the whole club from spreading something wrong. A calm, grounded warmth spread through her, and she drew 1 more crossing line. content, ready to check tomorrow's most surprising claim.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Crosscut. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.